They had been in the plane for 2 hours, flying back and forth over calm ocean off the coast of Georgia. Then one of the biologists announced, 9 o'clock, about a mile off. The plane made a stomach-churning lurch as the pilot bank left and began to circle. And there below were a right whale mother and her new calf lolling in the swells just below the surface. A database check disclosed the whale was Diablo, who was born in these waters 8 years ago. Her calf, at a guess 2 weeks old and a bouncing 12 feet and 2 tons, broke the record and was the 38th born this year. The previous record was 31, set in 2001. Actually, it's one of so many good signs that researchers are beginning to hope that for the first time in centuries, things are looking up for the right whale. North Atlantic right whales, which can grow up to 55 feet long and weigh up to 70 tons, were the right whales for 18th and 19th century whalers because they were rich in oil, move slowly, keep close to shore, and float when they die. They were hunted to near extinction, and by 1900, perhaps only 100 or so remained in their North American range. The League of Nations put the right whale under protection in 1935 by making it illegal to hunt them. Since then, the species numbers have crept up, but very slowly. It is estimated that there are about 325, though scientists suspect there may be more, perhaps as many as 400. Efforts to protect the whales are costly. Surveying alone costs hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and 3 researchers and a pilot died in 2003 when their plane went down off the coast of Florida. In the end, the value of a species is something each individual has to sort out for themselves. But if right whales were to vanish, it would be a tremendous loss for future generations.